Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
I'm Lil Barron, age 53. My relationship to Sonia is I'm from Habitat for Humanity, and she is one of our homeowners.
My name is Sonia Gelter. I am 46 years old.
So, Sonia, I want to know about your story with Habitat, starting from before you became a homeowner.
Before I became a homeowner, I was just getting divorced, and I had 5 children. We were on our way to losing a home, and I needed to move. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have a place to go, and I had these 5 tiny kids. My twins were 1.5 years, but literally, my credit was good. I had everything that I needed. I was just a single mom with 5 kids, and no one wanted to rent to me. I had 6 hours before I was out of the house and nowhere to go. And my friend absolutely came in on a white horse, and I got into an apartment. This apartment, right outside on our sidewalk, we had a gang beating, and the man was killed right outside within 10 feet of our door. It was a miserable place. Then I ended up getting out of that and going into a home that was big enough for my kids in a neighborhood, but the home was in unbelievable shape. Like the whole basement, the wires, there was no ceiling in the basement. The upstairs was just a stove, a wood-burning stove, which is fine, but it was only upstairs and heat rises, and my kids downstairs were, you know, we had to get space heaters and stuff, and that cost more money. I ended up hearing an advertisement for Habitat for Humanity, and I thought, I am not going to have someone hand me a home. I heard it one more time on my way home after I just picked up my twins from daycare, and I heard this one more time, and it just kept pulling at me, just kept going, here. I finally put away my pride and called, and they explained a little bit to me, and they told me that I would work for my home, and that you have good credit for this home, and that you, you know, it's not a freebie, it's just a 0% loan. Put an application in, but all my kids knew that we had done this, and it was Christmas Eve, and I got a letter in the mail from Habitat, and I didn't open it until Christmas morning, and I had my kids gathered around me, and I said, here we go, we're going to open this. When we opened that letter, literally, we were all in a circle jumping around in the kitchen and thinking, oh, it's ours. It's going to be our home, and we don't have to move. That year, we had moved 4 times, and my kids went to 4 different schools. And the stability that a home would provide us was just exciting, and it was just a blessing for us. It only took three months to build the home, but a couple of years until it was being built. And we worked hard, 250 hours. My kids actually came and cleaned up after the workers, and we swept. The home has served for much more than just our home. About 4 years ago, my mother had a stroke. Consequently, they ended up losing their home. And so they came to live with me because I was the one with the stable home. We ended up building a ramp and doing some things to the home that my mother could go in and out of easily. She lived there for almost 2 years, and then she passed away in my home. And it was my sanctuary, and I'm so thankful to have it.
So do you think that Habitat for Humanity only helps the family?
Not just the family. It helps, literally, it helps the whole community if they get involved. Generation after generation will be affected by my home, by just getting a home. It affects everyone, I believe.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on 2 campuses in St. George, serving southwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.